Following social get mad when these girls, yeah, I wouldn't say yo black thing, just get out of here or something like that. I wouldn't say that.
You know any insulting words that any members of other races might use to refer to white people?
Well, I read a lot of them, but it's offhanded. I don't know any.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person who's a member of our race?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
Just white person, or?
Well, you could use that word, white, yeah. I just wonder what I'm getting into.
This is the end of all these kind of questions, don't worry.
Well, you really got them all now, but yeah.
Now, I'm not using this for anything, don't worry. This is just for English class. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
upset or rough. I don't know.
Mad.
Mad about it or something.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, "Boy, I'm really."
Had it today.
Okay. School nurse sent a little boy home early because he...
What did he do?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Doesn't have an answer here. But the school nurse sent him home.
Well, he could have had himself. He could have had a cold. He could have had a little temperature. He could have had... measles, chicken pox, or whooping cough.
Yeah, he must have been sick.
See, he was sick or something, surely.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick.
Yeah, nauseated.
Sick at his
stomach.
Would you say sick at his stomach, or sick to his stomach, or sick on his stomach, or
what? I was saying he's nauseated.
That's okay.
If you should nausea, it's used down here.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Some people call them...
That would be a serenade.
Serenade? Some people call them that. Might be.
I hear me.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?
Ghost?
Yeah. You ever hear boogeyman or...
Oh yeah, I heard that too, but... But you go in there, there's a ghost in that other room in there. That it frightens them.
How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
I want to use I say, well, good morning, Merry Christmas, good afternoon, Merry Christmas. Hope you've had a nice day.
What? If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, boy, I'm glad I don't have very far to
carry this.
You ever say love?
Well, yeah, you said love. I don't like that word tote. Which is, I guess, it's correct, but I don't like that word.
You don't use it.
I don't like that word tote. I always said carry. Let me tell them to cut that, because that doesn't fit with this morning.
Well, if they could cut down, it would
help. I can. That's the whole thing. Well, that nuts you in again. Where'd you come from? You got this back on?
Yeah, it's going again.
And that went in there, too.